You might think the largest industry in Virginia is defense or some other government-related sector, but in fact, it's agriculture. And the third largest is tourism. So it's no surprise that the agritourism sector is growing.
We've learned that farmers are beginning to be open to having the public come on their land and experience the farm in different ways. And it's making them money.
Martha Walker specializes in agriculture and applied economics for the Virginia Cooperative Extension.
Recently, I had a conversation with a farmer who is outside of Roanoke County who said, Martha, my agritourism business will generate more revenue for me than my crop generated.
Walker worked on a survey of farmers in Virginia who've opened their farms and vineyards to visitors. This kind of tourism has a long history in Europe and more recently on the West Coast, but agritourism is still relatively new here. In 2007, the legislature passed a law defining it as an on-farm activity, and it includes things like milking your own electronic cow on a dairy farm, visiting or cutting your own trees in winter, picking your own fruit in spring, corn mazes in fall, and wine, beer, cider, and spirit tastings all year.
If this sector continues to grow, number one, it will reinforce the idea that Virginia is a tourist destination, not just historical.
Gustavo Ferreira is an assistant professor of agriculture and applied economics at Virginia Tech.
I think we are in a good advantage. We have a competitive advantage because of all the history and the richness that we have in terms of heritage. So we had that. I think he adds another layer of attractiveness in terms of bringing tourists from, you know, all around the Mid-Atlantic area. Number two, it will help to, you know, it will support rural economies. I mean, it's just, you know, when areas in where there's not any other economic activities that will keep people or keep farms and keep population there, this provides an additional economic activity.
Just under 500 farms in Virginia are going the agritourism route. Most of them are wineries, and most of them are located in Northern Virginia. Half responded to the statewide survey, which found the biggest obstacles to agritourism had to do with location. The farther they are from an interstate, the fewer the visitors. Lack of road signs were also a problem, and so is finding qualified workers to give tours and work with the public in what are often low-paid seasonal jobs. And it may be that this new take on an old business could help keep middle-sized farms going. Larger operations benefit from economies of scale, small ones from that niche factor. But the mid-sized farms get special value from direct contact with the public, which amounts to a kind of direct marketing for them.
They pick your own. It's very flexible. They only open certain weeks. It depends on the weather. Depends on the berries are maturing. So it takes a very flexible tool like a Facebook page or Twitter. Say, well, the berries are ready for pickings. Come this weekend. We open this weekend.
And while the survey found that most agritourism sites in Virginia are vineyards, the wineries are actually making smaller profits at this point than other kinds of farms open to the public. But Ferreira expects that to change soon. Wine Spectator magazine recently named the Commonwealth a top world destination for wine lovers to visit, along with places like France, Germany, Spain, and New Zealand. I'm Robbie Harris.